Hello, Art here.
Hey Art, this is Draw with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. You have a few minutes to chat?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to go over your file with you. We finalized the offer for you. So to recap, your invoice amount for the injection molding is $43,800. With the freight cost, the delivery cost, your total cost comes out to be $49,222 and some change. Okay.
I'm sorry, give me a number again.
Sure. So it's $49,220.45. That's your total cost, including the delivery cost that you sent me, I think 2 days ago. So add it all into the offer. So you've been approved for full financing. So what that means is there's no you don't have to put a down payment if you don't want to.
Okay.
And I actually have you two different types of approval. The first approval is a traditional equipment financing, so monthly payments, and you've been approved for the max term, which is 60 months, 5 years. I also have you approved for working capital, and so you can choose which way you want to pay for it. Working capital is just straight cash. You can use the money to pay for the equipment out that way. Okay, and that actually you're approved for $100,000. So there's a little extra there if you wanted to buy the extra equipment that you're looking to buy, or buy inventory, materials, things like that. Okay, so the breakdown of the interest and the monthly payment. So for the equipment financing, you're approved for max 60 months. How long do you normally want to how fast do you want to pay off the equipment?
How fast I'm paid and pay off what?
Sorry, what was that?
I didn't understand the last thing you said there.
Oh, so some people, they like to pay it off early, like a 2-year term. Some people like a max term, which is 60 months. What type of term do you like usually when you buy equipment?
You said for the machine. You said for the machinery loan, right?
Yeah, for this injection.
$49,000, whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'd say probably 2 years would be fine.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I can run numbers for that.
It's not that much money.
Yeah, it's not that much. It's $49,000, so a little under 50, and then if you add on the extra $15K that you needed for the add-ons, so it's not too much. So I can run numbers for 24 months, but right now I have numbers already for 36 months. So for 36 months, your monthly payment is $18.92. So $1,892.20.
Okay.
And this is it's based on 9% APR.
9%? Holy moly. I thought it was 3%.
It starts in the low mid-single digits, and it goes up from there.
What's that?
It starts in the low mid-single digits, and then it goes up from there.
I want you to stay in the low single digits.
Huh?
I said it should have stayed in the low single digits.
Yeah, at least, so the total cost for that, it comes out to be, let me take a look. Give me 1 second.
It'll be $49K plus another probably about $5,000 on top of it to pay it back. About 10% average.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll run numbers for 24 months because obviously the shorter the term, the less interest you're going to pay back in total. So I'll come back with you in maybe like in 30 minutes with the 24 months. So that way you can compare it to. And then also for the working capital side, this one, let me go back to that. So for working capital, I have approved for two different terms, 15 months and 12 months. Okay.
15 months.
Mm-hmm. 15 months for $100,000 if you need the whole thing. Is two different terms. It's a daily payment or a weekly payment. You've been approved for both of them. Daily payment is Monday through Friday only, so about 21 days a month, no weekends, no holidays. You're looking at $413 a day. Keep in mind, this is for the full $100,000, so if you don't need the full $100, I can quote you for lower too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or 2,000 per week. So there's a two different terms there. So 413 a day or 2,000 a week on 100,000.
All right, what have we done here? Well, like I said, this whole thing with that machinery and stuff, that was just a quote. That's not a definite thing that's going to happen yet. That's after the order from the customer. Yet.
What's not? Oh, sorry, couldn't really hear you. Kind of muffled a little bit.
I said the equipment thing we were looking at. I said that was just a quote. We still didn't get the order yet. We're still waiting to get the order before we tell you to go ahead.
Uh huh. Okay, so from the vendor, you're still waiting for the final invoice.
Well, I'm waiting for the purchase order.
The purchase order. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's so to give you an idea, so for this, since you're buying it from a vendor in China, and not just us, just any other lenders in America, we can't fund the vendor directly because they're international. So
I wouldn't want to fund them directly either.
Yeah, yeah, we can't go to court in China. We can't fund them directly. Usually we can pre-fund vendors and you can get the equipment and then go from there. But since they're in China, we can't do that. So there's two ways you can pay for it. First, if you're using our traditional equipment financing with monthly payments, you would have to fund the costs first, pay them directly yourself. And then once the equipment is here in the States, we can buy it back from you and you just do the lease buyback that way. So you just pay us monthly that way. Another way would just be using my working capital, and that way I deposit money directly into your business checking account, and you can just pay them directly from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool. Do you know which one you want to move forward with, or do you want me to come back with 24 months first?
I don't want to move forward with either one of them right now. Like I said, I don't have a purchase order from my customer to.
Okay.
With the project.
Oh, okay. So you're waiting for that. Okay. Do you know when you'll hear back from the customer?
I just gave them pricing here the other day.
Okay.
Probably, I'd say Monday I gave them pricing, so it usually takes a week or two to hear back from them.
Oh, okay, okay. Sounds good.
They got to go through their board and give approval.
Nice.
It's
okay.
A large LA money for them. They got to make sure that... Because I quoted those O-rings, I quoted them about 3 cents a piece.
3 cents a piece,
I mean, when you're talking 5 million parts, if you increase the price by 1 cent, that's another $50,000.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, when you're dealing with a large quantity, I mean, there's power in the penny.
Right, yeah, okay. So it's going to take about a week or so until they give you the PO.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm in a holding pattern until I get the PO. I don't need to buy anything until I get that PO.
Yeah, well, yeah, it makes sense. You know, if you're not going to get the project, why buy the equipment or get the capital, right?
There you go.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. So keep in mind you're approved for $100K, so if there's anything additional that you need to use the money for, you know, that's your max approval right there. So what we can do is how about this? You want to just give me a call once your customers give you the PO and give you the okay to go?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Do you have my direct line?
Yeah, it's on your email, correct?
Yeah, it is. Okay. And then if you can also send me the K-1 when you get the chance, that way I can have everything on file, too.
Yeah, I was looking for that the other day when you asked for that. I was having difficulty locating it.
Oh, okay.
You called it a what?
K-1. It's basically just the ownership breakdown page. What you can do is,
I am the only owner.
Right, yeah, but basically we just need, that's going to be the, yeah, just a proof of ownership, basically. What you can do is, I know what you sent to Sam was just the first two pages of your tax return. If you just send me the full thing, I'll look through it myself, and I'll find it. That way you can save some time.
All
right. Okay,
yeah,
sounds good.
I went back through last year's tax return, I was like, look, if there's anything in K-1 or nothing to jump on it.
Oh, okay, I'll find it. Just send me the full tax and I'll find it.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.